You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Now from the Baltimore Banners, he does every Friday, Jonas Schaefer. Jonas, good morning. First of all, how you feeling?
Good, guys. I'm doing all right. It's been a while since I've been on here because of the holidays, but a lot has certainly changed in those weeks.
I got to be honest with you. I like that whole Monday through Wednesday thing. That's pretty awesome. But anyway, what happened Tuesday? And meaning, because Nolan and I were on the air, and John Harbaugh was not relieved of his duties while other coaches were feeling the heat. I mean, Raheem Morris was gone by the end of Sunday night in Atlanta. We assumed that John Harbaugh was going to remain gainfully employed. What can you tell us about what happened Tuesday, which ultimately led to John Harbaugh now being the ex-coach of the Ravens?
Yeah, I don't have the inside info on that. I don't know if anyone ever will. I mean, you know, even listening to that Todd Monken interview yesterday on the Ryan Griffin show, he said he wasn't privy to what exactly was the breaking point with all that. I imagine Lamar Jackson is probably pretty central to whatever disagreements there were. You know, maybe John wanted to bring back Zach Gore, and that was a breaking point, but it's tough to say. I do have my suspicions about the veracity of the Adam Schefter report about like guys coming up to John Harbaugh crying on Tuesday or Wednesday after they found out that he was leaving. I think most of the guys on the team had scattered to the four winds. So as always with these kind of situations, just be careful of who you're getting information from. Consider the source. But you know, there's a lot that is still kind of wrapped up in a black box. I don't know if we'll get a whole lot of clarity from Steve Bisciotti on Tuesday, because he's going to keep things professional. And I don't know if John Harbaugh is ever going to spill the beans, because he's, you know, a very, very classy individual in that way. But you know, I don't think it's out of the question to say that there was a lot of stuff that was simmering that probably reached a boil when those two guys, you know, got that chance to meet on Tuesday.
Now, it looks like this is going to be a pretty comprehensive search for a new head coach. They've got, I can't even count how many interview requests out there. They've completed two already, I guess.
I think nine right now.
Right, and it might even keep growing from there. But of that group, I mean, which names would you actually consider legit that they're actually really interested in? Because, of course, some of these interviews are not more of an info gathering thing or testing the waters. They don't really go into it with serious intentions, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I would think that everyone, but I mean, this is probably just wish casting on my part, but everyone but Davis Webb, who I think would be disqualified just based on his age. And I think, you know, he is the guy that if I'm the Ravens and I'm bringing in Vance Joseph, I would look to bring in him as the offensive coordinator because of their familiarity with each other in Denver. And then just like Matt Nagy, like I don't know how you go from Todd Monken, who did a lot to renovate and innovate this offense, to a guy whose offense in Kansas City, even though he wasn't necessarily the guy, you know, running the show or even calling the plays, you know, the knock on that offense, that Chiefs offense, was that it was not innovative, that the concepts were stale. They didn't do anything interesting to help their run game. So I think those two stick out like a sore thumb for me as far as like guys who probably would be further down my list. I don't know, you know, Anthony Weaver could be a guy who's better served as a head coach than a defensive coordinator, but I don't know if, considering the timetable of this team, you want to like have a guy who's more CEO if he's not going to be an a real floor raiser immediately with that defense, because you know that Dolphins defense has struggled. It's been bitten by injuries. It's had the talent drained out of it by the front office, but still, you know, he hasn't really been able to kind of transcend those surroundings. But I think for the most part, everyone else could be a guy who could be seen as someone who's going to come in right away and lift their respective side of the floor.
And looking ahead to some roster decisions here down the road, I think everyone kind of considers Marlon Humphrey that cap casualty. The number's too big. Then you throw in the recent performance. It just seems like an obvious choice. But where are you at with Roquan Smith right now? They did restructure prior to this past season, but we've got cap hits above $32 million these next 2 years. And his performance this year could also be questioned a little bit. What would you sense they might try to do with him? I mean, another restructure here, but I don't know if you really want to put void years on the end. What do you think?
Yeah, that's going to be tough. It's untenable, I think, as it stands right now, because of just how these deals were structured. And, you know, this has always been a problem, it feels like, with these big Ravens deals. It's just they are backloaded to hell. And when a guy has one slip up or one degree of fall off in his performance, then it does feel like the sky is falling with the fan base. I still think that, you know, he's a guy who, when properly motivated and put in the right system, can be that you know, force multiplier that the Ravens need from these guys that they're paying all that money to. You know, I don't know what the kind of open market cost would be on Roquan if he were to hit free agency. I think some team would probably pay, you know, over $18, $20 million a year for that guy just because of the kind of track record that he has, because of how good he is as an on-field leader. So maybe you kind of use that as leverage to get him to, I don't know, take a pay cut, but to at least, you know, rework the deal with an extension that could very much bring down his cap hit these next 2 years. Because, you know, I thought, for the most part, in the middle part of the season, he looked like the Roquan of old. He was running, tackling, you know, doing a great job of locking up the middle of the defense. But when you look at how poorly he started the season, you think about him getting, you know, cooked in coverage against the Bills. And then you think about how poorly he played in Pittsburgh, where he just, you know, I think he had one solo tackle total. Just not good enough. You know, I think you want someone who's as consistent as Fred Warner is when he's healthy. And I don't think Roquan was that.
Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner. Jonas, last thing for you is we let you get up and enjoy your weekend. You talk about extending and reallocating money and all of the fun stuff. But the number one guy is number eight, Lamar Jackson. Do you anticipate things getting as acrimonious as they were back in 2023, where he literally requested a trade and things seemed to be at a boiling point? All got rectified. He won MVP, should have won it last year, et cetera, et cetera. But will we see that level of drama this offseason?
I'm inclined to say no. But then again, you know, that was me who asked the trade request question to John Harbaugh at those NFL owners meetings in 2023 after looking at my phone, because he had the idea of tweeting that literally as the owners meeting started. So there is always potentially something up Lamar's sleeve. You just never know what it's going to be. But you know, what I keep coming back to is there really anywhere else that's going to, one, offer him as much money as the Ravens probably will? You know, I'm sure they'll go top of the market again, plus a little bit more, just to reset the market. That's kind of how it happens for guys who are less accomplished than Lamar. And where else in the NFL would Lamar be willing to go that would put him close to a Super Bowl? Like, I don't know if he hears the clock ticking, you know, in terms of just his window to be a guy who could be a, you know, a force multiplier as a quarterback. But things are pretty good here in Baltimore. Like, I know it didn't really feel like it a whole lot this year. At the guard play, definitely left something to be desired. But there are a lot of teams that are supposed contenders right now who are going to be having to do, who are going to have to be doing a lot of homework, a lot of hair cutting this offseason to try to get under the salary cap. And the teams that need quarterbacks are in a lot of trouble. And I don't know if Lamar would ever want to, you know, throw himself out there to try to get a little bit more on his next deal. So I have a feeling that because of how this offseason has already unfolded with Harbaugh, that there's probably only a small chance for that kind of acrimony. But you just never know, guys.
Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner. Jonas, appreciate the time as always. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next Friday.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
And Jonas Schaefer, I'm sure, shedding a tear about his interactions with John Harbaugh over the years. Maybe we'll elaborate on that when we talk to him next week.
Yeah. That's an adjustment, man.
Sure.
I mean, pretty much everyone on the beat. How many people on the beat were here for Billick? I mean, Preston.
Yeah. Coleman.
Jameson. Not many.
I think Jeff was covering the Orioles at the time. If I'm not Keith Mills, Millsy, Stan Fan. I mean, there are a few out there.
That's more than I thought.
Yeah. I mean, but we'll get it. You know, it is what it is. We'll come back. How about we talk about what happened in the world of sports last night with a whip around and this day in Ravens history, and a pretty cool moment in Orioles history took place on January 9th. Stick around. Keith Kavanaugh. TerrapinTimes.com. He's been on that Maryland beat for a bazillion years, going back to Lefty Drizel. That's how old Keith is. And we'll talk about what's going on with Maryland hoops this year and how the football things are all unfolding. They've done a good job keeping the stars, but they have lost some pieces. Mike Loxley, so stick around for that. Then your phone calls, 410-583-1057. It's Featured Artist Friday. It's the Cars. NFL playoffs start this weekend. Hey, maybe LaFleur loses in Green Bay. He's available. McDermott in Buffalo, he could be available. So the nine already the Ravens are in touch with? Could be more.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today. The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.